Right.
Well, so I think FB might have a...
Just to cut you off there, Torden, they're about to start. Quick lineup, guys, of both teams. We've got EMG... sorry, let's start with Faka Brigade, actually. We've got Faka Brigade with Dr. Leon and X-Fane as soldiers. Looper as Demoman. Mirrolin as medic. Fishu and Ari as scouts. And then we have... Apologies, just trying to find the list. Some of them are new to the roster.
Shall I take over? FB are going quite aggressive here. Fishy went down, but EMG failing to get out of the house, and Looper already coming up with some nice frags there. FB have fallen back slightly, but they finish off Einjort, and he goes down. Leon does go down in the process, but FB have got a times 3 on the cap point, and they get that cap point down, and 4 down for EMG.
Apologies about that, yeah. So we've got YZ and Rafa scouts. Benny as Demoman, and we will be keeping a close eye on him, along with Mackie and Inori T playing Pocket Soldier. He told me to mention that specifically, and Mackie playing the roaming one, and Move as Medic. As Dave's just mentioned, we've just seen Fapplegate take middle point quite easily with 4 of EMG going down. That's Looper pushing the Demo back on the bottom right of Spiral there. Fapplegate with the uber advantage. Or not. Kiss, Torden?
Interesting move on the middle there. Looper was actually very, very slow, but he still managed to get 3 kills. The American Demo was very, very passive on the middle there. I don't know quite what he did.
Yeah, he just sat on the balcony. Anyway, they're coming
just,
in
they've just they've just Ubered now. I've just got to mention that EMG have put an SG up, but that's just gone down straight away. EMG have also Ubered here. That's 3 of Fapplegate down here. 6 of EMG alive. They should, in theory, be pushing here, EMG. Clearing up, scout trying to clear up. That's 5 down for Faka Brigade. Not looking good. We can just see where Ari is.
FB will have an over advantage there.
Ari, 15
seconds. Ari is on a spiral, though that won't make a difference if EMG do manage to cap this, Torren, because even with the fact that they're retrieving the cap point back, no, they're not. Faka Brigade have managed to hold it with 3 of EMG going down. That's.
Made that
2
4.
Soldiers, 2 scouts, made that 4. Yes, just a Demoman and a medic. You should see Fapplegate push here and actually cap the point for free. Demoman can't look after all the areas. They can't look after
Stickers
all areas, as you
blown.
Can see. And there you go. That's the first round 2 Fapplegate. Well played to Fapplegate there. Must admit, looked a bit shaky after losing 5 straight away when pushing last.
Was very, a very nice counter.
Very quick round as well, considering. I mean, I thought both teams would want to warm up deathmatch a bit, but 3 minutes is that all it took, really? Here we see Looper getting early. Same time as Benny? No. But Looper's gone to the balcony instead. Benny's gone for an aggressive approach. You can see Leon going aggressive. He's about to go down. Leon's gone down straight away from the scouts there, taking him down. Looper doing his job there against the scout, taking the other scout down. Ah, well played to Looper. Looper's having a really good game so far, Dave.
Yeah.
And you can see he's just taken down 3 players. No, 2 players this time.
It's
2
5
players.
Down now.
It's 5 down.
Yeah, Looper's leading on 7 frags.
Indeed, indeed. I don't think EMG have woken up yet. This is not good news.
X-Fane had a very good middle there as well. He didn't get many heals at all, so he had to wait for the medic, and then he could just walk on the point and clean up.
Let's hope the EMG scouts wake up here, because they really need to shine and come back here. I'd like to see a real game on, to be honest. FAC Brigade have the Uber advantage, remember, so you should see them push very shortly. As you can see, they're at main at the moment. Have they seen the stickies? I think Looper has seen them.
Sniper.
Yes, they have. Oh,
sniper.
But the sniper takes down. Mackie takes down X-Fane there. Remember, FB still have the uber advantage.
Scout almost.
But they're 2
point.
Down. This is Fakabit have lost 2 down now. The Demoman should. Demoman's doing playing correctly here for EMG by just putting some stickies on the point, so Fakabit can't take the point. Oh,
really nice.
Still taken down though. By Leon, was it? I think it was Leon.
Yeah,
it was Leon.
Ari just managed to sneak in, get a load of capping power on the point, and literally then that was the cue for the rest of FB to just pile in. They used their Uber, took down the sentry, some nice shotgun work from Leon, finished off the medic, and then it, because that point capped so fast, it was done in a second.
You see Benny have gone aggressive again. Looper's a bit late. I don't know where Looper is. You can see one of the soldiers going from the shithouse. As it's called, on Badlands, going on to the soldiers of Fat Brigade, and they're having to drop out. That's three down for Fat Brigade, including the medic and the demo, the main force, as it were. Should see EMG take this, hopefully come back with a reply. See a scout duel in the canyon here between Fishu and Raf. Raf. And he goes down with some team support there, I must admit. It didn't look like he was going to win it, but he did.
Yeah, for the first time there, EMG actually put some capping power on the point. That's what FB have been doing so well. They've been just going aggressive and getting the cap point so that EMG have to fall back. It was a change that round.
I think the difference was there, though. I don't know if anyone noticed. The soldier from EMG going round the back from the shithouse, as it's called, and landing on two soldiers, the medic and demo. That's what helped the team really cap that point. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, what I observed is Looper, he failed his jumps completely, so he was not to be seen on middle. And at the same time, EMG was being very aggressive on it.
You can see EMG pushing here with their Uber. Obviously, Fakabit have just used theirs as well. Fakabit still have a heavy on the top right at the moment. It's just been Ubered. That's two down for EMG. They should really start to drop out now. And just hold. You can see X-Flame pushing
nice.
On the medic.
Nice.
Oh, Soldier not seeing that. Soldier, what is Mackie doing here? Getting completely owned then. For some reason, he left his medic. I can see that's why he's a roaming soldier, really. More than a pocket.
He had a very free shot on the on Merlin there, but he didn't take it for some reason. I don't know why. Merlin was just standing behind him.
Would you really take down the medic just for the expense of your own medic? It's a tough call, especially if you're already two down.
No, but when you're there,
you might as well
do the best.
Yeah, of course. No, I agree. That's you see Fakabit taking the capture point two back there, with one of EMG down. Here we see Looper versus Benny. Benny being taken down by Looper. However, the demo is really weak here. Should be going down. He's down. That's four down for Fak Brigade. Five up for EMG. You should see EMG take this. Five down for Fak Brigade now. If I was EMG here, I'd just put one scout on that and the rest should all push the last quickly. However, they have lost their demo man. So they may not get this, actually, even if they push. Be close, because you should see Ari spawn as heavy or Pyro. Sorry, not Ari. Fishu? No, he's gone Engineer instead. He's gone Engineer. The light class. Be interesting to see if it lasts that long.
It was a real waste by FB there. EMG just able to sit back and just kill individual players as they pushed out of sync with each other.
If you notice the stickies in the main there from Looper, EMG are pushing now with the Demo Man and the Soldier. Demo Man not taking down the SG. He has taken it down now, though. That's two down for Fakabit Brigade. You should see the Scouts push in here. The Scouts from EMG need to push in here to try and cap the point. They're already two down Fakabit Brigade. As you can see, one tries to get in, but Looper does really well to hold the point. That's two down. Three down for Fakabit Brigade. Two down for EMG. The heavy's really weak. Should see the scout. And EMG should be taking that. Well played to EMG. We have a game on our hands here, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2-1 now.
Benny needs to get his head in the game. He spent half that time on the push attacking a dispenser. So...
No disrespect to the rest of EMG, but I think Benny's the one that's driving the force at the moment. He's the one that's making the pushes, like doing the damage. He may be dying, but he's definitely putting the damage in. On middle, especially. As you can see, Benny's there before Looper again. So well played in terms of pace. You can see Leon going aggro, but being taken down straight away from an airshot, I believe. Fakabit Brigade are going to have to drop out here. It's too much. And you can see X-Fan going for the medic. However, he's decided to drop out. He should be going down, in theory. He should be going down. Oh, no, he's on half health. No, he's managed to survive. You see EMG not content with just capping. They want to push it. Really aggro. Should see a demo man jump up or a soldier. X-Fan's on full health here.
Benny did some really nice work there. He knew Leon was going to go aggressive, so he got behind the train, put some stickies on it, just waited for Leon to jump and then deathed, and he was needed just one scout shot to take him down.
Just a note, two down were for... They were two down for Fakabit Brigade, so they still are at a disadvantage here. You can see, is that X-Fane on the point? X-Fane taking down the scout who was on Miralyn then. However, EMG are still capping. However, the soldier might be going down on the capture point. No, Mackie takes him down. That's three down, though, for EMG. Five up for Fakabit Brigade. They're going to have to kill or drop out. They're outnumbered. They really should be dropping out here. They haven't got it. As you can see, that's why, because you can see a scout now back capping. Now the scout should be running away. And as you can see, he has done. Cleverly.
Looper had a nice move there by going in, forcing the Uber and staying alive with 17 HP.
Just so you know, I was informed by Inori too that one of the soldiers will be playing with gunboats. So it'd be interesting to see if you can notice that, Dave.
It's on AMG.
It will be, yeah. I mean, that's why he's obviously the roaming, but I still don't I don't forgive for the fact that he left his medic up top there on last and go for the medic. I mean, what's that about?
You don't forgive him, mate, but he needs to earn some penance from you.
Some respect.
Yep.
Here we see Fapagay trying to put some pressure, but EMG are replying. Uber apiece now. Uber apiece. See, Looper not waiting. He wants to push here. He might be going down, though. Oh, no, he got Ubered in time. EMG unable to take him down. However, EMG still have the advantage in terms of the Uber time, but they are one down. Should see Looper push back here. Benny putting some pressure here with the grenades. He's going to go down
soldiers
here.
Soldiers aggressive.
Two soldiers going aggressive. However, Lee being taken down. The other soldier needs to go down here. He has gone down here. That's two apiece, Fat Brigade and EMG. However, Fat Brigade are on the point. That's a good play from YZ there, taking down the medic. That's four down for EMG, five down for EMG. It's just a medic alive with now an Uber advantage and staying alive. Scout chasing him. He should be going down here. Benny should be taking him down easy. I believe so. No, he's on no health. Is he going to get him? No, he's not. Ah, dear me. As you can see, a scout going from Reese up. Have they seen him? Oh, they have now. Giving a position away there with the shotgun. He's going to have to drop back.
In my humble opinion, EMG pretty conclusively failed then, because Looper didn't have Uber. He didn't go down, and then just as FB were falling out, they put absolutely no pressure on them. So FB got out completely fine, unscathed, and came back in then with soldier aggression.
X Fane, is it? It must be X Fane. No, it's Leon. Leon, we're on no health here, we're using the equalizer. He's got one, but he's down. Well played to Inori T, not panicking there.
Looper coming in there, getting a spam.
In before the kill. That's one apiece down, one scout, one soldier. He might see X Fane go aggressive here. He's blinding them too early. He would have got the medic otherwise. He would have got him. That's a shame. Medic still has Uber here. You should see Fat Brigade push. It'd be interesting to see here what EMG do here, because they obviously don't have the Uber advantage anymore.
Yeah, Mirrorland's got balls.
That's two down for Fat Brigade though. Let's see what EMG do here. Gone after the medic instead. Mirrorland gone down. Three down. That's three down for Fat Brigade. Well played to Inori T there. Man of the moment, as it were, taking down the medic who had an Uber advantage.
He had a complete Uber. Are we seeing perhaps for the first time the lag taking its effect there?
Cause I don't know. Either that or it's nerves, but then again, I don't think Mirrorland has nerves.
Or if he does, he'd have to look it up in the dictionary.
Or something like that, yeah. City EMG push here, really. But Benny's going to need some help here. As you can see, Leon with the ninja route here from the shithouse here. Going to do a rocket jump over now. No one's seen him. Oh, they've Ubered, though. They've Ubered. Leon is on half health. They focus on him. That's well played. There's still a scout behind, though. I don't know if they've called him. Still a scout behind at choke. He's going for the back cap. He has been seen. He's not going to get that. He really should not get that. And EMG should be taking care of the capture point, which they have done. That's three down, four.
Yeah, they're going into Dino.
Just a demo. Yeah, the demo. Where is the demo? Where is Looper?
Looper's stuck behind them.
Behind them?
He's that's coming not, in aggressive now.
That's not good news. That's not good news. He's just going to get picked off, as you can see. That's bad news for Fat Brigade. This should be EMG's point for free. Even though Fat Brigade do have Uber, they are outnumbered. They're still going to push, though. This is really interesting to see. Because X-Fane might just go down here quick enough. That's Leon down. Mirrorland has had to Uber now. That's two down for Fat Brigade. They're going to have to use this Uber now just to get out. It's the wrong move, in my opinion.
Block that cap.
That was the wrong move. They shouldn't have even got into that position. They should have kept their Uber on last and held, let them push with their Uber, and then kill them and then push.
Me personally, I would actually go for the attack as well. They had 30% advantage. They could have used it, but not enough people were
exactly
push, and
that's my point. Three of them down. It's going to make it really difficult, to be honest. You end up using the Uber just to defend yourself. You still see a scout on the point, the soldier on top. We do have a spy. That should be a spy any minute. A ninja cap. Here we go. Well played to Mackie. Well played. That's some excellent play by Mackie there. Good thinking. That's 2-2. What a game we have here. 15 minutes gone. 2-2. Really enticing, don't you think, Dave?
Yeah. scouts from EMG getting into the game with YZ50 especially. She's I'm told she's a girl, so she is up in her output there.
Just to mention again, Benny's there before Looper, and look, he's been pushed back. He's still at the choke. Leon taking down Mackie, though, straight away.
This is FB's, it's got to be.
FB, yes. FB put too much pressure here. They are really weak. That's one down, though. One down for... That's three. No, three down now. Three down for EMG, one down for Fat Brigade. EMG should be dropping out right now.
That's very well played by the FB soldiers. They took the point.
I agree. I completely agree that they won that point, the soldiers for Fat Brigade. They went completely aggressive, X-Fane and Leon. I don't know if X-Fane just shouted at Leon to go aggressive with it.
Probably.
But he probably did, but that was full on.
From EMG's perspective, it was literally, they just with one soldier, then the other one would fly in, then you get a scout, so it's too much to handle.
Don't forget, there's no Uber advantage. The medic didn't die. EMG did very well to drop out in time and keep their Uber. Now there's, however, EMG are not doing themselves any favour here with two of them down and one just spawned. Still one down, though. See, EMG building an SG. It should be going down straight away. That scout is... Oh, dear.
That was failed by Merlin.
Indeed. That's two down, four for Applegate. You see the soldier pushing in here. Leon doing really well with X-Fane. AMG, Nori taking down Leon then, and the medic's gone down, 4th Acro Brigade, by YZ here. It's just the X-Fane going down here, that's 3 down, 4th Acro Brigade. Scouts weak, oh, well played, teamwork there to the max there from EMG between Benny and the other soldier, Inori T, well played.
Benny is so cautious here, he's taking him out. A minute to just get up onto the balcony. He hasn't even tried to get to the point.
Interesting to see what they've got here. They've got a heavy here with Natasha. Should be slowing down the soldier, and he should be going down. If someone chases him, they should be chasing him. He's down. As you can see, Leon's gone down. X-Fane's not going to be able to hold that, surely. While the heavy's there, exactly. The soldier should be capping here, and he is. Something on last, I've been told, though. He's been taken down. Fishy not able to get the ninja cap. Scout going to last. Been taken on here, one-on-one, right side of lobby, outside in the yard. Oh, Raf doing really well there to cover his team. Teamwork between EMG is actually really, really good. I'm very, very surprised, to be honest. That's Merlin taken down by Raf. Raf shining at the moment, just saving his soldier, and now taking down the medic for FB. That's two down for FB. This should be eventually EMG's. They're taking the time about capping it for some reason.
Yeah, Benny in particular, where you'd see most... EU Demoman just rushing straight onto that point to cap it. Just literally standing on the balcony doing nothing.
Indeed, Soren, what are you about?
It's a very normal American attack where they push very aggressively when defending the last. I'm surprised it works. If FB were aware of it, they could have gone with two spies and...
Backcap here.
Just to cut you off there, Soren, there is a backcap going on. Two scouts, though. Two versus one. Now, oh, they haven't seen the other scout. Oh, dear. Oh, no, he's on it. What a save by Benny. Benny the man. However, they are two down. FBR two down, but they still have Uber advantage, no? Oh, well, they have, but they haven't got it yet.
Demo needs to go down, man.
That's Raf down as well. That's two down for EMG. Remember, EMG used their Uber, so they have a 50% clear advantage here. If I was the Demo man, as you can see... Benny doing really well, sticking in the capture point, because obviously they haven't got Uber, so they're going to have to try and save the point somehow. And obviously Stickies is the best way to do it in this current situation due to the fact that Mackie is playing heavy. However, if FB is still capping this, obviously the Stickies didn't work. Benny's going to have to drop back, surely. Is anyone on last for EMG? Oh, that's the medic down for EMG. It's a really... Oh, has Benny seen this? Benny's... Well played to Benny. That's very nice. Well played to Benny there. It's really interesting to see none of EMG staying on last. They must have either all the routes covered. You should see FB cap this year. Just not enough time to regroup, reload, you know, get some health, which is what all of them needed.
Yeah, very bad positioning by EMG there. They should have fallen back before. They didn't have Uber advantage. They were still standing there just waiting to be both capped and killed.
Oh, I agree.
I don't understand why.
Mackie playing heavy as well, didn't do no favours.
It did for backcapping, but it didn't after that, obviously. You can see Leon going aggressive already, taking down the medic. That's the medic down 4, EMG. That's 2 down. Oh, the medic down 4, FB as well. Might see, you know, is he going huge? Oh, he's down, being taken down by Ari. Might... 2 versus 2. Demo versus soldier. Demo and soldier versus 2 scouts. And scouts prevails. As you can see,
YZ
2 scouts.
5 HP. X-Vane will be kicking himself.
Indeed. One shotgun would have killed him. Never mind. Well played to EMG, though, considering they lost their medic really quickly. Sorry, really early at the start of that. Mirrolin going down as well. Really helped.
It's very well played by YZ50 there. Yeah, he had 5 HP for a very long time.
We see some patriotism and pride from Enef against the Americans, saying that was rape when it wasn't really. It wasn't really. Let's be fair. It was 2 versus 2 at the end of the day. Rape would be a 6-0 or 5-0 whitewash. So I'd have to agree there.
Really nice collective spam there on EMG, because they've had to all fall back.
Looper pushing with some stickies here. However, Benny's under attack here. He's under attack. Soldier needs to go down. They've Ubered. EMG just have it now, but they are 4 down. Are they going to push with this? They're going to have to Uber. They're going to have to drop out. Benny can't push with this. He knows it. He should not be pushing. What is he doing?
Get out! Time.
Oh, Benny, bad mistake, bad mistake. What are you doing? You're 4 down, mate. You need to get out. You might see the medic go down here for EMG. However, 3 down, 4 Fast Brigade, so well played to EMG for, you know, counter-attacking, as it were, but really, Benny didn't need to go down there. He didn't, you know, he made no difference. All he needed to do is just stay alive so that he could push with this.
There's an EMG scout in the valley. I'm trying to do something.
Soldier as well. They haven't seen him yet. He's about to jump up. Here we go. On the medic! Medic weak! Medic down! Well played to Mackie. No one saw him from the canyon. Oh, the soldier's doing really well for EMG here. Can he take down the scout? He has taken it down. Well played to Inority and Mackie. Definitely their moment, to be honest. Well played. That's what won them the middle here at the moment. And this should be, in theory, this should be Fat Brigades if EMG push it this really quickly. You can see it's 3 versus 6. Fakabade haven't got really a prayer to hold this. If they focus on the right players, as you can see, they have. If EMG focus on the right players, and they have, that's a demo down and soldier down. This should be EMG's Fakabade should be dropping back here. Yeah. Obviously, they are dropping back. Mirrolin does not have an Uber advantage as well, and they are still 2 down. Be interested to see which way EMG push this.
Going up top.
Just a notice, there is a spy for EMG again. Mackie, once again, this should be really interesting to see if this pays off. It should be the diversion created with the Demoman and the Uber for the spy to maybe ninja cap. You might see this happen. However, the SG not going down quick enough. Come on, hurry up, Benny. Jesus. Heavy top right. No one's focused on the heavy. They're not going to cap this. EMG are not going to cap this. If they don't get rid of that heavy, that's 3 down for EMG. Maybe 4 down? That's 4 down. Really poor attack there from EMG.
Benny there. I think he thought he would, because it was only a level 1 sentry, he'd just take it down as an afterthought at the end, and he instead was focusing on trying to get Mirrolin. But that was a completely wrong tactic, because it meant he couldn't bring the rest of his team in terms of scouts and soldiers and stuff. So
exactly.
Slowed down the push massively.
Priority in that case, for those that wanted to know, was to get the SG first. Normally it'd be the medic with Uber to make them Uber, and then the SG. But because they know that the medic didn't have Uber, his priority should have just been to get the SG. For some reason, it took 10 seconds to get it.
I'm also very surprised on how long they actually spent pushing. They had very many people there in a man advantage. They should have pushed in straight away and not let FBL build that sentry.
Indeed.
EMG holding close here.
I don't see why not, actually, because EMG do have the Uber advantage. However, they are minus the demo, but that is one down. You can see the soldier going aggressive on the medic. Oh, that's the medic down.
Big.
No air shot. I don't see any air shots from the soldiers there. It's a poor show, really. I would have liked to have seen an air shot. Stop the soldier.
Here we go. Double soldier jump.
However, Mirrolin being... the soldier's dropped off. He's going down. Short. Oh, and the other soldier going
second
aggressive.
Second soldier.
Missing. Oh, no, he's got Mirrolin. Mirrolin's down. That's 3 down for... No, 4 down now for EMG. 2 down for Fat Brigade. 3 down now for Fat Brigade. Well played to Benny there. EMG are going to need to kill at least one more here, or put enough do enough damage on Fat Brigade. They are doing that, I believe. They are doing that, as you can see, the Demoman and X-Fane having to. He's been taken down too quickly. Still two down, though. Four Fakir Brigade just spawned, though. Mirrolin and Fishu, the scout. Fishu having a really good game, I must admit, as well. Doing a lot of damage.
Considering
he has
the highest ping.
Indeed.
Mirrolin did a pretty good move as well there on middle, dodging two soldiers for a very long time. Buying them time to take down a lot of players.
Just
have switched to crits.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, as you can see, because it's going. I was noticing it was going really quick, so I wonder if Fapagate have realised. They haven't seen the stickies, though. They haven't seen the stickies. Oh, he's blown them, so this should be useful. And something else should be going down here. Oh, the medic hasn't gone down. He needs to kill then. He needs to kill a lot. That's right, that's fine. That's two down. Maybe one
more.
Well
played by the scouts.
That's three down. Four EMG. See a back cap going. Two versus one scout here.
Banny's going for it.
No, he's not going to get this. The fishy should not. Aerie should not be getting this, really. He's really weak. That scout's really, really weak. Somebody needs to help him.
So is Benny.
Somebody needs to help him. Oh, poor show. Poor
Benny's on 3 HP.
Oh. How did no one help Benny there? That was that scout who should have dropped back and helped him, but for some reason he just went back to resup. Even if he was on low health. Indeed, they do have the Uber advantage because Benny couldn't get the medic with the crits.
Well played by Ari, taking down the medic in
that. 4-2. Nice steal from Fishy. That's 4-2. 4 minutes remaining. EMG, you might see EMG here just go completely aggressive and won't stand for this, as it were. They might not stand for this at all and just go completely aggressive on Fat Brigade. You might see two soldiers in midair against each other. Should be really interesting to see.
They're going
Benny Canyon, there before Looper. Benny there Canyon. Before Looper again. Looper taking still some damage, as always. Leon, no, still the EMG soldiers going quite passive, really. Now they're going aggressive. That's almost Mirrolin really weak. Oh, the scout's doing really well. As you can see, EMG have woken up here. Medic's weak, medic's down. As you can see, EMG are not standing for this. Like I told you, they would not stand for this at all. They want to get a quick cap to make it 4-3 and maybe stand a chance here to make it 4-all. Maybe 5-4 if they cap this quick enough. That, yes, in regards to what Thug was saying, that was indeed rape. You can see EMG with complete aggression there, not standing for that at all, and pushing.
Rape or inexperience.
Should be focusing on the heavy here. They need to, there you go, as you can see, they capped under 1 minute. That was under 1 minute. Well played to EMG there. They might just do it again here, just to go aggressive and get that extra round to make it 4-all. We have a really intense match here.
Why not, man? This is when they've just shown they can do it that quickly, they should be doing it every round.
Yeah, but it's funny what pressure does to you when you're under the collar, as it were. As you can see, Benny's there before. Looper again. Looper under some severe pressure here. Looper still has to drop back. Leon! Where's Leon?
He's
Leon taking down the scout. That's two down for... Two down for Fakir Brigade as well. I was going to say there was two down for EMG, but now it's three down. Four down for EMG. Fakir Brigade not standing for this. Is that soldier going to stay alive? Yes, he is. He should, really. Yep.
It's amazing how FB turned that round, because EMG were going far more aggressive on the point, and then out of nowhere, basically, the FB scouts came in and took down half of EMG, and EMG, even though they've managed to get their medic out with Uber, had to fall off.
2 minutes remaining here. You see, obviously, EMG regrouping. Benny's just spawned, though. Fat Brigade, I reckon they'll be content in just waiting to kill off some time here. EMG need to be patient. They can't push without a soldier alone. He's still, for some reason, pushing. Why has he gone solo?
He's got separated. Manages to get back.
Is that medic going to survive? Is that medic going to survive, really? Unbelievable scenes. This is unbelievable. Oh, my God. He hasn't gone down. Oh my god!
Axfain and Leon fail there.
Somehow that actually worked for EMG. Somehow, if Fat Brigade kept their teamwork going there, they would have easily won that. But they didn't for some reason. That's two down for Fat Brigade. EMG cannot be content with all capping this. They need to be pushing.
I think that was more EMG fail than FB win. I mean FB fail, sorry, than EMG win.
Indeed. 1 minute remaining here.
Torden, you gonna say
something? Yeah. Well, it's a pretty typical scenario where you know you have to defend.
Yeah.
You know there's no time left.
Under and, pressure. That song comes to my ears, man.
I just listened to that.
Yeah. 45 seconds remaining here. Uber versus Uber. They're going to have to make the pop early so they have enough time to cap. Otherwise, Mirrolin would just stand on the point here. As you can see, SG's gone down. Well played by Inori T. That's one down there for EMG. They are going to need to... to take down that heavy. That's two down for EMG. This is not going to happen unless the demo and the heavy goes down. 30 seconds remaining. Something else needs to go down. Our scout's going down. That's three down for EMG. That demo needs to shine. Benny, is he going to do it? No. 15 seconds remaining. There is a spy. There is a spy, but it's not going to be enough. 10 seconds remaining. That demo's going to have to do something. He's going to have to put some stickies.
He's running in. He's nearly on the point. He's going to the heavy. Heavy's going to go down.
Oh! What a close game. Unlucky by Mackey. Very close game. 4-3. I must admit that. That was very well played to EMG. Coming back there at Fakhr Brigade. I've got to ask you this, as always, Dave, and as well, Torden. Start with you, Torden. Man of the map for this one?
Man of the map. I would say the EMG scout, YZ50.
Yep, and I can give you some basic frag breakdown. Benny with 33 kills, YZ50 with 31, then Looper with 24, and Fishy with 24. So those were the top scorers. So I think you could definitely say Benny won the Demoman battle, surprisingly.
As you can see, YZ and or Yeezy, as it were, and Benny shining really more in terms of frags. Maybe EMG relying on them more? Don't know. Going by that, really, normally, usually, if you've got three or more players with more frags than the other team, you should be winning, really, the map.
It was only the top two, I must add. It was just YZ50 and Benny.
Exactly. This is my point. They must be carrying for EMG. Oh, I thought that I just had a really good game. But I must admit, I did like some of the moves that the soldiers did, to be fair, on especially getting down Mirrolin.
Both sets of soldiers, I think, were reasonably impressive at times.
I agree.
Yeah, I think X-Fain and Leon had their clutch skills where they worked together and just took down the team, basically.
But then they also had those fail moments where they couldn't get down,
they
get down the medic after.
When they were the best, they were really shining, but they did fail a bit as well.
I guess if we want to be, try and big up the EU scene as much as possible, we did see FB suffer with pings more, you know, so just to add insult to the wounds.
No, not to take any away from EMG in terms of credit, because they have to deal with the high ping, obviously. Let's not be biased here now, Dave. I know you're English and all, but come on.
Well, we love to flame the Yanks, and we just beat them on the first map. We hopefully beat them on the second, and we had higher pings, so what else can you say?
Only just, mate, only by about 20 ping, so it's not that much.
That's a reasonable difference.
But it still doesn't change the difference that they still had to adapt both teams.
I'm trying to Yank bash here, bite. Stopping me.
Sorry, Torden, go on. No, go on, Torden, what were you going to say?
I don't know about the ping. It's we don't know how used the teams are to the ping, and I think it might have been to both disadvantages. So it's difficult to say.
Exactly.
everyone listening, I'm standing up for Europe, okay? These guys want to appease them and...
Yeah, you have no seat to sit on.
Shut up. We should do some shout-outs, by the way.
Nah, we'll do them at the end.
Your next.
Yeah. I was just about to say, predictions for this, Torden? Who do you think will take this map?
Oh, it's very difficult, but I've played Fakhr Brigade recently on this map, and I think they played very impressively on it. So I think my vote will go for FB on this one.
Okay, and yourself, Dave?
Yeah, I think riding off the momentum of that fantastic victory, FB for me should take this. Having said that, YZ50 was really getting into her game, I think, and the Demoman fight at middle will be interesting if Looper doesn't speed up. Well, having said that, the Demoman jumps on this map are a lot easier than that awkward dropout jump on Badlands. So I'm still going to stick with FB. Hopefully we'll see a close game, though.
I'm going to go with EMG, just mainly due to the fact that they're DMers, they're star players, as it were. I think they'll shine if they keep on playing like they did on Badlands. And Granaries, remember, is a closed box, as it were. It's not like Badlands. So I think the Scouts and the Demoman will shine here. So I'm going to go with EMG. And for those... Dave, you didn't actually tell me. Who was the man of the map for you?
Ooh, that was a tough one. Fishu, I think, had a really, really good game. Didn't often see him, but around the breakdown, when after Ubers were popped, he was often one of the FB players that came in and got a kill, which is so important in turning around the game on the counter-attack. So I think, for me, Fishu is my man of the match.
Oh, man of the map. I'd go with same as Torden, to be honest. I think Wisey had an excellent game. He started off really slow, but then stepped up four gears and just completely cleaned out. So my man of the map goes to him.
Did you say, Dave, that is it a girl or is it a boy?
You know, I'm going to check this now just to end all the rumours. I'm going to load it.
It seems so awkward.
The EMG website.
Awkward to call it a him if it's a girl.
Indeed, but... indeed. You can see FB and EMG getting ready to go here. Both saying good luck, have fun. Although EMG having to wait 1 second, as it were.
One. Go, come on, US people. Oh, dear.
Shout out to... quick shout out, I believe. If you've got any, Dave, say one after me. But a shout out to BMP Clan from Makaka Mixmerk.
Oh dear, racially insensitive name. I'm going to say shout out to Cogrill because he says a shout out to Dave for speaking the truth. Yes, boy, that's what I like to hear.
Patriotism also, not welcome.
Shout out to Phoenix Squad, played their last ever game tonight. That's sad to hear. We don't encourage folding, so sort your problems out and get back together. That's not good enough. Also, Swally wants a shout out to him. But he's part of ETF2L radio staff, so I don't know.
A weird one here. A shout out to Hat for being the least Liverpudlian Bixnud TF2 has seen from Rafiki. Impressive. Just to let you know, guys, we have started now. Same lineup as before. Two scouts, two soldiers, one demo on both teams, and a medic. Be interested to see how Benny and Looper play on this. Looper there before Benny. Oh, Benny's gone right side though. Benny under some severe pressure here from the scout. Two scouts, in fact. He's been taken down straight away. Looper shining straight away there. Two grenades apiece. That's three down for EMG there. Should see back brigade push here.
Not a great start considering Mackie is still in spawn. So okay. We might see a restart.
Okay.
In the meantime, I can put to rest the rumour that YZ50 is a girl. His name is Ben Ock. So that's according to their website. So unless he's jokingly put that there, which I could believe because some of the others have got some quite unusual biographies. But yeah, it's definitely a man.
Or a boy, at least.
Okay, just for those who will be watching this later on, the match is not live, due to one of their soldiers being AFK. We will let you know when it restarts.
I was asked by Cook to give a shout-out to BNC,